This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Bitar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
The doctor is in. He's going to be in at The Truth About Cancer next week. It's coming this week. I don't know how soon it's going to be, but it's almost there, Dr. Bitar. The Truth About Cancer live, my friend.
Yep, not even half a week. What, 4 days, 3 days we'll be there.
Yeah, I was joking with the audience in Super Don last hour because I've got to either moderate or referee 12 of you crazy docs up there on the stage. Remember last year when you got left out and what happened?
Yeah.
And Ty, you know, he's a big guy too, but he was genuinely frightened at that moment. He said, no, you're supposed to be up there.
And they sent me an audio of that, or actually a video of that, and you can hear as they're showing just the screen, it's just an audio, and you can hear Ty. It's really funny, I'll let you hear it, but you can hear saying, yeah. I don't know what the hell happened, man. Bitar's not on that. I got to get another chair up here. And you hear some other guy go, blah, 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 and you hear Ty go, no, you don't understand. We got to get another chair.
He knew.
You remember that my name wasn't even on the marquee for as far as giving a lecture.
I know. It ended up being a very funny thing. It was great that you were up there, and of course, it worked beautifully. But now that this year you're on the list.
Well,
yeah, of course.
Remember, I was supposed to be a keynote speaker last time, and I was supposed to leave on Sunday because I was a keynote speaker, and so they had to change me to a Saturday spot. And so I think that's what changed the marquee card. But anyway, whatever it is.
Gotcha. Yeah, there was always something. But again, this year you're on the list. You're among the 12. And the question is, am I a moderator or a referee?
Yeah. Well, whatever it is, it'll be good. It was a great conference last year, and I'm really looking forward to it because now you know what to expect, and just the connection with the people too. It was remarkable. It wasn't like a lot of conferences. It was different, and I guess because most of the conferences I speak at are physicians, and it's not public. It's the public. It was different from that perspective.
Yeah, it's really, really special. Folks, if you're not attending, we're sorry, but the good news is you can stream it live. We have links up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Remember, if you ever miss an advanced medicine episode with Dr. Bitar, it's easy to go to drbitar.com, but there's also the medicalrewind.com, and hundreds of hours. We're talking about counting shows at this point. We've lost count. There's so many, but they're amazing. And we got a lot of great listeners that comment and question, and a lot of times they gain insight, and then they tell us about experiences out there in the world when they reveal them to us. Sometimes when we're together at like events like this, or sometimes they'll write in. And I don't have the question of the day theme, so we're going to just dive right in. Mark D writes in, "Hey, what's up, my healing partners? I have a friend who contacted me regarding his buddy who was recently diagnosed with dementia. Dementia looks like he's in his early 50s." And, you know, admittedly, that's you and me, Dr. Bitar. The way I understand it, this is mainly a heavy metals toxicity. What would you do to reverse this? Thanks, brother, Mark D. So we've talked about dementia, certainly the role that heavy metals and mercury plays in it. But there may be other factors. We don't know this particular case of his friend, but you got to start somewhere.
Well, first of all, about the 50s, you know, talk for yourself, because I learned that once you hit 50, you revert back to 49, and you stick with that. It seemed to work for my mom, no problem. So I'm just planning to stick with that. Because everybody tells me says that I'm a lot more mature than that. So I figured, hey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't get the memo on the 49 thing. I forget about it. But, yeah, I mean, I genuinely, and, you know, my story. We've told it over the years how I was not well as a child and a young adult compared to what I am now. And, you know, I meet people I haven't seen for years, and they're like, wow, you really look healthy. And I'm like, well, yeah, I work at it. I mean, this is what we do. And then this one girl I met today, she says, you work out? I was, well, yeah, I work out too, but that's not what I said, but okay.
Right. And that's the thing, that, you know, exercise is part of it, but it's exercise just in one part of it. And how you think, how you respond to the things that occur to every one of us, it's not what happens to us that makes the difference, it's how we respond to it. So how we respond to it, how we deal with stress, you know, what we eat, what we drink, how much we sleep. Sleep is a very big thing that I have been very negligent about. And so there's many aspects of this that make the entire picture. It's not just one aspect.
Yeah, and in the case of dementia, we talk about engaging the mind, right? It's not, yes, we recognize the physical role that mercury, for instance, plays in damaging neural integrity, but also the use of the mind, right? Do you pack it up and retire and stop using the mind, or do you engage in the mind, and what happens then? It maintains those pathways and in fact can build new ones should you have assaults or insults over time and you know how to correct them.
Without a doubt. In fact, working on the Smart Kids Move project, I also learned that doing physical activity while pursuing an academic interest, whether it's reading or doing one of the Sudoku puzzles or whatever, the playing game of chess. So I try to listen to nonfiction programs on audio while I'm working out. That's one of the things I do. So engaging the mind is an important aspect of it. Whatever aspect, as soon as the mind, like any other aspect of the body, you stop using it, it's going to deteriorate. Mm-hmm. So where growth stops, decay sets in. So it's very important to stimulate those pathways, the neurological pathways, and keep them intact. That's the first thing. Second question, addressing the question itself, that as far as this recently diagnosis of dementia, of this person whose friend's buddy had it. I mean, I like the way it, you know, cascades out two or three, what do they call it, the degrees of separation out.
Yes,
so
yes.
We obviously don't know what the issues are, but when somebody has dementia, the very first thing that I would look at is any type of neurological onslaught, whatever that may be. But from a chronic level, yes, metals would be my first thing. But from a acute standpoint, you know, infection can cause some type of a dementia. Obviously, some type of a trauma can cause it. So some type of a substance abuse issue, anything like that. But again, we don't know what type of, I mean, recently diagnosed dementia in somebody in the early 50s, that's not normal. Typically, early onset dementia is in the early 60s. But when you have somebody in the 50s, you know, could it be metals? Of course. I mean, from our perspective, yes, I would always look at heavy metals, but from a general perspective, somebody 50 years coming in, my first thing is infection, second thing is trauma, third thing is some type of substance abuse or pharmaceutical side effect, and barring that all those three things are not the case and it's not an acute situation, if it's a chronic thing, right off the bat, I'm going to look at heavy metals first.
Yeah, it was interesting, too, if people doubt that heavy metals can have such an impact on the mind or behavior, for that matter. A friend of mine who had a copper ionization pool, his whole family tested off the charts for copper toxicity, and now he looks back at the past few years and he wonders, maybe this explains some of this, you know, unexplainable behavior, right? Anger and things. And we know that, you know, too much copper, even though copper is necessary, can create aberrant mental conditions.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And in fact, here's the interesting thing. People that have copper, excess copper, they may be actually copper deficient, even though they have copper, because there's different forms of copper and how the copper is bound versus a form of copper where the body can utilize it. There's two different aspects to this. So copper or not just in copper, it's in any type of mineral aspect. You know, you can have various types of minerals in the body that you may have excess of, but the utilizable form of that particular mineral is not sufficient in the body, and so the person experiences a deleterious effect.
Right. And for Mark D., you've heard us for years, you've heard me for years, so you know that we talk about minerals and whole food forms. Ideally, again, the right form matters for the body. It knows what to do with it. Selenium being very neuroprotective. We talk about sugar delivery to the cells. That's a chromium issue. And the silica, which is often overlooked as a key mineral for neurological integrity. Of course, all connective tissue. But we kind of overlook some of these trace elements as a vital part of the repair and rebuild process, in addition to what we're now learning about CBD. It's funny enough, at the hotel I'm at, Dr. Bitar, I was just chatting and troubleshooting this before we went to air, And, you know, he asked me, you know, what I did. I mentioned homeopathy and natural medicine. He's like, oh, do you know about CBD? I'm like, do I know about CBD? He's like, yeah, he was so excited. He gave me a high five, right? And he's actually got, he and his brother have a cannabis farm starting up here in California where now they're able to grow it. So, you know, the awareness of these other botanical substances and the help that can also provide, not only for, you know, brain and neurological, we've talked in terms of cancer and gut health. So there's a lot of things in awareness. Maybe it's a California thing, I don't know, but I thought it was kind of funny to have a manager of a hotel also be a CBD farmer.
Yeah, well, actually, I think the people that are becoming more and more aware and see the opportunities that are surrounding us, and especially the use of CBD oil and how many of the states are now legalizing the use of marijuana, any astute individual that is business oriented, entrepreneurial in nature, you know, this is a great thing for them to jump on because it's going to make the next, I believe, the next, you know, it's like the dot-com thing. It's going to be like, make the next generation of millionaires. So, you know, kudos
well,
to them for
the thing about that, too, is that it's a, you know, so-called dot-com, we think of technology. This is really getting back to nature, isn't it? I mean, because this plant can grow organically very easily, and it really it provides so much from the earth itself that is renewable. So there's so many aspects of this hemp revolution, if we can call it that, that are healthful, not only for the individual who uses it, but for our environment at large.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that the fact that it is going back to a substance that the forefathers believed to be a gift from the gods, a gift from the creator, and that we, as a society, allowed it to be demonized and thus not utilized to its full potential, and all the things that it offers us. I think this is, you know, it's going back, like you said, it's going back to nature. It's going back to our essence, where we came from 200 and some years ago. This is what the forefathers saw. This is what made the country, you know, this was one of those premises upon which the country was based. I mean, people going back to homeopathy, again, homeopathy was used prior to the Civil War. That was a mainstay. People going back to growing their own gardens, having their own cattle or their own sheep, whatever the case may be, having their own gardens and their own chickens and their own eggs. So becoming more self-sustainable, all those aspects, you know, we're coming back. The full circle, and I'm excited about that from a global standpoint.
Well, and the sustainability, I think, that we're teaching as well from a body perspective at the Truth About Cancer next week, it's going to be great. I can't wait to see your presentation. I know we've kind of hinted at where it's going to go. It's going to be awesome. Folks, links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, also to medicalrewind.com, and Dr. Bittar, BRBUTTAR.com. More questions of the day coming up.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I like to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Scott Belzo.
All right, if you notice, my voice is kind of mellow today. I mean, it's a little bit of somber day because we were talking last hour about what happened in Las Vegas. Also, the passing or inevitable passing of Tom Petty. We're not sure, Super Don, you can let us know about that from that standpoint. But also, I'm in a business office within the hotel I'm staying at near LAX. I'm out here in Los Angeles to meet a healer from Norway tomorrow, so we'll see where that goes. But so I don't want to get too animated and break the whole room I'm in. So I'm just kind of chilling out a little bit with Dr. Bitar this hour, gearing up for the truth about cancer later this week. Dr. Bitar, it's cool to see, although this is a natural news article, but it confirms and it's kind of referencing some things in the scientific realm that acknowledges the things that you don't hear in the mainstream media. For instance, that consumers are being poisoned to death from a cumulative risk of pesticide and chemical exposure. This is coming from a legal expert. And, you know, the thing is that they always had plausible deniability because you could eat low levels of pesticides for many years before cancer would manifest. And they'll say, well, it had nothing to do with cancer. It's in your genes. When all of these years of this insidious, subtle overwhelming of enzymes and hormones and cellular integrity and inflammation created the scenario that many years later they diagnose as cancer, for instance.
Without a doubt. I mean, this is each one of those things. Every time you spray hairspray, every time you're painting nail polish, every time you've got food in the microwave, every time you're adding some type of synthetic sweetener or imitation sweetener to your drinks, or you're drinking, you know, every aspect of what we take into our bodies, whether we're drinking it, whether we're eating it, whether we're inhaling it, you know, whatever we're doing, things that we're putting on our body, deodorants with all the heavy metals and all, it's all cumulative. And this is the thing that people need to remember, that it is not one, just like there's no panacea for a cure for any disease, there's not just one thing that causes a person to end up having a cancer or a heart disease or whatever the case may be. And that fifth toxicity, which we'll be talking about at the cancer conference, which is a subject of my talk, that is something that I talked about, wrote about in my book, that fifth toxicity, the emotional psychological one of it, is one of the most critical components that we forget, and we think about the biological impact or the impact on our biology from physical components. We forget that in James Allen's book, As a Man Thinketh, where he states, and this is such a profound, it was such an epiphany for me when I heard it, but such a profound statement, that the body serves the mind. And if there's something wrong with the body, that means by definition there's something wrong with the mind. So you want to fix the body first, fix the mind. If you don't fix the mind, you will not be able to fix the body. So that emotional psychological aspect also comes back into this picture. And this is one reason when you're talking about a cumulative effect, you know, what are the frustrations that we hold on to, the traumas of our past, the anger, the bitterness, the fear aspect? Fear is a huge one. And we let these emotions continue to wear away at us every single day, day after day, week after week, month after month, until they form that abscess and they fester and necrotize and form that abscess like a cancer. And essentially that's what cancer is. So it's a cumulative effect, without a doubt, and I'm glad that this is something that they wrote about, because that's just the pesticides and the chemical exposure, but again, you know, the energetics, the accumulation of types of foods, the radiation of the food, the homogenization, pasteurization, genetic modification of the foods we consume. I mean, what's the cumulative effect of all that stuff?
Yeah, and of course, that's what they don't want you to acknowledge, because that means that their level of claimed safety goes out the proverbial window, which is their point. It's safe at this level. But, of course, how long do they conduct these tests, much like the Cerellini study that showed that extending Monsanto's study out much further than 90 days showed the harm done to these animals by consuming genetically modified foods. But if you keep that contained within a shorter period of time, you know, we have a brilliant, amazing ability to adapt to exposures over time until we lose that ability to continue to adapt, if you will. That breakdown is so complete. And now we're in that exhaustion phase, the immune collapse, and then cancer, for instance. So as long as they can keep people believing it's genetic, then they can keep saying you don't have to eat cleaner foods, which, of course, where's the oncologist talking about eating clean foods, you know, the term organic or otherwise? Very rare they are, and those are probably the same oncologists that are no longer doing chemotherapy.
Those are the oncologists that say you need to eat healthy, drink, and ensure.
Yes, exactly. It's a demented view of what is healthy, that is for sure. Now, there's an as above, so below principle, Dr. Pitar. I know you're familiar with this. And I've talked about the difficulty it is sometimes to change our mental attitudes, our thought forms. We're up on a break, but I thought we could visit this. Then we'll get into a question of the day with you, because I love talking about these things, not just from a philosophical perspective, but also to gather your insight, to reveal it for the folks as to how you see it's possible to make these changes mentally and emotionally, when sometimes it might be, weirdly enough, easier to make the physical change. So we'll talk about that and more as we bring healing to you where it belongs, right here on Advanced Medicine version of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rasha Bitar.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. The Robert Scott Bell Show. Wherever I am, we seem to find a way to make it on the air. It's kind of crazy that way. Dr. Bittar with me each and every week at this time, doing advanced medicine. Occasionally, when Irma hit and I was out of power, Dr. Bittar was gracious enough to say, let's do Advanced Medicine Tuesday. So occasionally that happens. You never know. But for the most part, we've been consistent over the years. And Dr. Bittar, I know you're going to be talking about the fifth toxicity, right, the emotional, mental issues. And this, you know, always brings to light, you know, how the how-to scenario, a little bit of the practicality. Because sometimes I've found, and I'll admit, like patterns of behavior that you'll have emotionally or mentally. Like I had those early on, and I recognized at a certain point as I gained awareness that they were manifesting physically as ailments, as illnesses, as inflammation, as pain. And so I found certain times that it was easier for me to switch my food, like going organic, than controlling like these mental, you know, what do you got, these things that are chattering at you. Your mind chatters because you don't have it under discipline. So that I found disciplining my physical body was a little bit easier than disciplining the mind. That kind of came later. But I'm not saying it's a chicken or egg scenario. I know that certain people go certain directions. But you're so right, too, though, that if you don't get that mental, emotional thing under control, you'll probably fall back physically in some way.
Without a doubt, there's such a tremendous implication of your mental health and how it serves the body. You know, we hear all the time about psychosomatic. How many times do we hear somatopsychic? It's always psychosomatic because there's an understanding that your psyche will affect the body. Psycho meaning the psychological aspect, somatic meaning the body aspect. So I think that to address healing without addressing the state of mind is only looking at best 50%, possibly only looking at 30 or 20 or maybe even less percent of the real issue. But if you can incorporate into the healing process addressing the needs of the mind and nurture the mind and help the individual to utilize those cognitive forces that are at our disposal and maximize the healing potential that we have. Because everything starts with a thought. Everything thought starts with a choice. And then you build upon that choice and that thought, you emotionalize it. I mean, there's a whole cascade of things that then, you know, come into play. But basically, it's almost like trying to drive a car without a steering wheel if you address the needs of an individual who's sick without addressing their mental health.
You remember the first time you tried to kind of sit in quiet contemplation or meditative prayerful place? I mean, you know how active the mind is if it's not disciplined?
Yeah, it's the noise, noise. It's unbelievable. You know, it's actually funny that you say that, Robert. One of the first people that I dealt with in martial arts, I was only 13 or 14 at the time, and this guy was a short, overweight, you would never think he was a martial artist. He was a short, overweight, you know, glasses in his mid-40s, pumped gas for a living in a small little town in middle Missouri. And the long and the short of it is he ended up being somebody who had spent something like 17 years in a monastery and studying Buddhism and Shaolin-style Kung Fu and just all sorts of different things. And, you know, he helped. My brother and I grew up in a little small Midwestern town, and we were, being dark skinned, we were automatically referred to as, you know, the N word. And, anyway, we'd had some encounters, you know, where we kind of gotten, you know, beaten up. This is before we came into our own elements. And so we were, you know, kids that didn't really know what was going on. And so this guy kind of helped us out, kind of took us under his wing and kind of showed us how to maintain your proper stature so that when somebody hits you or tries to strike you, you know, you don't lose balance and just some fundamental, just, I don't even know why. We didn't know who this guy was. He took interest in us. So we, you know, we were kids. We were 12 and 11 at the time. But what was interesting was one of the aspects that he helped my brother and I was he wanted to talk to us about focus. And what he did was he took a white piece of paper. And he took a pencil and he made a dot on this white piece of paper, like a typewriting paper. And then he taped the paper to a wall and had us sit in front of the paper about 12 inches away. And he said, focus on that dot. Don't waver your mind. Just focus on that dot. And he said, something's going to happen when you start focusing on the dot. Do you know that it was only about 20 seconds? Intense focus. You just focus on the dot. Do you know what happens? Have you ever done that before?
No. What happened?
The dot starts doing weird things. It starts moving. It starts jumping around. It starts doing weird things. I mean, I don't remember if it was 20 seconds or 30 seconds, but if you have intense focus on that dot, it starts moving. And the longer you watch it and try to empty everything out, because as a 12-year-old, It's impossible to empty everything out of your head. You know, you're thinking about, well, what's he making me do this for? And, you know, when's Happy Day starting again? You know, it's the last episode. And, you know, all these other things that are going on. But if you can intensely look at that dot, you will start noticing the dots starting to move, the tricks that the mind plays on us. And so the aspect of the mind, this focus that's necessary, and understanding that our minds play trick on us, understanding that the emotion of fear, our imagination creating an illusion that makes us, I mean, fear is all based on your imagination. Fear is not real. I mean, what does fear smell like? What does it look like? Fear is not tangible. It's something that completely exists only in our brains. We create it. We feed it.
Well, and it becomes very real to us. I mean, it becomes overwhelmingly real. And that's, again, when we talk about false evidence appearing real, it's like we engage
exactly
in that and we feed it. Yeah,
that's exactly right. Tony Robbins says false evidence appearing real. That's what the acronym for fear stands for. And if we understand that fear is this thing that lives only in our imagination, that we create, that we feed, that we indoctrinate and support and build, and that we, just like we created it, we have the power to negate it, to eliminate it, to virtually say that I refuse to come. The best way of dealing with fear, how many people, I don't know whether there's any way for us to survey people that are listening to us, but let's just ask Ben on the board, Super Don, you, Robert, the three of you right now, if I told you a way to negate fear, would you be interested in that?
To
eliminate fear immediately.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, if it's just why not, I'm not going to tell you because obviously you don't really care about it. But somebody who has a burning desire, somebody who has a burning desire to eliminate fear,
yes.
How many people would really want that? I'm giving you crap, Robert. I mean,
I know. I deserve it. Yes.
If you can eliminate fear, you have eliminated probably the vast majority, significantly more than 70-80% of the problems that we deal with in life, if you can have eliminated fear. I believe that. I believe that so hard, strongly, that when sometimes when people talk to me, they'll say, why isn't this bothering you? I ask them, why would this bother me? Well, you know, and then you trace any emotion down to its root cause. It comes down to two things. I talked about this in the epilogue of my book. Every emotion that you have can be brought down to the root causes, distilled down to one of two things. One is based on love. One is based on fear. Now, which is the one that you will allow to motivate you? Is it a root cause that's based on love or based on fear? Because it's your choice. It comes down to your choice. So if everything comes down to a choice, and everything comes down to a choice of either choosing to look at something from a place of love or choosing to look at a place of fear, it becomes very easy, because if it's based upon fear, then it's the wrong answer. If it's based on love, then it's the right answer. So now if I can tell you a way to eliminate fear, maybe I should, I didn't even have this included
Are you doing your talk right now? Because no one's going to want to watch you now. If you give it all away,
but
don't give it all away.
I actually wasn't even going to talk about this, but I think maybe I should. I'm getting kind of excited about it. Do you think? Okay, so here's what we'll decide. I'm not going to tell you how to get rid of fear, but there is a way of getting rid of fear that's almost instantaneous, and I will disclose it during the truth about cancer, because I wasn't going to include this.
There you go.
And since you, Robert, said, oh, well, why not? I'm not going to disclose it. I would have. If you said, oh, please, and you
No. You know what? I would have pressed the
your hand.
I would have pressed the mute button if you were going to expose it on the air, because you need to wait until the truth about cancer. I want people to watch you do it. Live.
Okay, well,
on the air.
Honestly, I wasn't going to include this part in it. This wasn't even in the slides. I'm going to have to make a slide right now and add to it. In fact, that's what I'm going to
do. Okay. Good luck on them letting you air it. But, yeah, you can go ahead and try.
Okay.
If not, we'll do a separate episode with that image, and it'll be next week on the air here with me and you. Super Don, I know we got a couple of minutes before the break, and we can hold it over, too. But if you can introduce the next question of the day from Dennis.
Sure.
Who I used to call Denise because he only had one N, but it's Dennis. And what does he say?
Dennis with one N says, how are Dr. Bell, a.k.a. Snail Relocator Bob, or Rob, you're the Snail Relocator Rob, Dr. Batar, a.k.a. Dr. Butters, Ty, a.k.a. Hillbilly Hank.
Excuse me, could you repeat that, please?
That's Ty, a.k.a. Hillbilly Hank.
One more time, it's like music to my ears.
Yes, Ty, a.k.a. Hillbilly Hank.
And Super Don,
who does not need an AKA. How do you like that?
That's pretty impressive.
How are we doing?
You don't need an AKA.
Wow. All right.
Dude, he's already got one. So.
Dennis is one and says, today was one of those days that appears to have contained a God-set meeting. I don't know what that means. Contains a God-set meeting. I stopped by the home of a friend, and this friend had a business owner arrive to do some work for my friend. The owner of the business mentioned his mother has been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. We talked for a while, in which I mentioned several things they might want to investigate since they're looking for alternatives to chemo. I mentioned the work of you, Ty, Dr. Batar, Dr. Weeks, and others. The business owner gave me their email, and I sent them links Ty and Dr. Batar have on YouTube. I also emailed him the an interview that you did with Brad Weeks.
Okay.
He says, thanks to each of you for making things available online at no cost. I have purchased several of Ty's documentaries, but I don't loan things out to people I don't know. If they were not to return a DVD, I would no longer have that DVD. I recently switched jobs, so it's been a while since I caught your show. I will be traveling some with this job, so maybe I will see one of you in an airport or on a flight. If so, maybe we could have a conversation on a flight and speak loud enough so others can hear our conversation. Topic, what do you do to avoid going through the airport scanners? Thanks, Dennis.
Wow. That's a long way to go to ask a question of how to avoid airport scanners, don't you think, Dr. Patel?
Very entertaining, though.
It was.
Yeah,
well,
that is.
How about we reveal that on the other side of this break? We'll do that. Also, what to do if you're traveling through them. And, of course, for the sake of making Dr. Batar smile, a.k.a. Hillbilly Hank, will be on Wednesday when we're all together. That's the truth about cancer live. And they called you Dr. Butters. Man, that's some disrespect, man.
That's okay.
All right.
It's better than Dr. Margaret.
That's true. Very true. We'll be back with Dr. Batar after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
See my notes here, those of you watching on YouTube? It's usually like fill in the blanks with Dr. Batar. I'll have a goal to get through some things, and we'll end up going other places that are even better. Honestly, that's what happens. We give him some crap from time to time, but we love him, Dr. Batar, and you do too. And you go get him at medicalrewind.com. Those of you who are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, hundreds of hours of archives for free, if you just want to hone in right there, then and there. Of course, GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, has the whole shows available right away, and then we have them at iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn, and now, of course, on YouTube when we get to do that, and SoundCloud at robertscottbell.com. So thank you all for being here, and keep bringing that power to heal back where it belongs, and I said with each and every one of you. So, Dennis, who was asking? This is Dennis. Yeah, he was asking about, now that he's traveling a lot, he's concerned about the ionizing radiation scans, but even EM field stuff. I mean, it's pretty benign to walk through the magnetometer. That's the stuff that's the old school, where they just, it's kind of a magnetic detection system. I don't find that too offensive in terms of health, but the millimeter wave technology and other X-ray technologies, it do concern me, especially if you travel a lot.
How many times have you been through one of those?
Which ones?
The 5 millimeter.
The millimeter wave. I think I went. I went through it once, just once, and that was it for me. Because you know I'm sensitive to these things. I'm like, screw that. That's not. I don't believe that they're calibrating these machines. I have no idea. They don't even know what it is. And so the question is, how do you not go through them? And Dr. Batar, you basically say, you know, just frisk me. I mean, I'm opting out.
I've never gone through one of those machines. And you know that I probably don't travel as much as you do now, but I have traveled quite extensively. You know, for a number of years, I was traveling 2 times a week You know, yep. going from one lecture to another lecture, another lecture, and then back home. So I'd go through an airport no less than, you know, 3 to 4 times in a week. And this was for years. I have never gone through those things. I have actually missed 2 flights because I waited to get frisked, to get my free massage, as opposed to going through one of those machines. I just won't do it.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing, harkening back to our story earlier in the hour about cumulative. It's not just one time, right?
Right.
Once, I mean, you can deal with that, but it's like this ongoing chronic exposure added to other ongoing chronic exposures. So there are other things that you can do, of course. If you can't, for any reason, lift your arms up above your head, that's a medical issue, and they typically will have to pass you by and just they rub your hands with that cloth that they detect to see if there's anything on it. So there are ways to go through without opting out. But again, it's weird because on this trip, in Orlando in this case, I went through, and usually they try to get you through the millimeter waves, and all of them were shut down. I don't know why. There was no explanation, so everybody just went through the magnetometer, and they were not even pulling things out of your bags. It was like, did they change the protocol? I mean, that's why I say a lot of this is transportation security theater as opposed to real security.
Right, and here's the other thing that I was just going to say. Another way that you can do this, go and get TSA pre-checked. Opt in for the global entry or get your redress number. And when you get the TSA pre-check, they don't even have you take off your shoes anymore. You don't have to take out your computer out of your bag. You don't go through the 5 millimeter. You just go through the regular metal detector, and that's it. So that's another option you can do. Yeah, it costs you $100 to go through that and get your fingerprints done, but it's well worth it.
Right. You know, Dennis, if you're capable, able to do that, that's another option as well. So anyway, but I like the question because you're thinking about the sensitivity over time, especially. Like I said, it's not the one time that you do it. It's the multiple. And you don't know which one puts you over the edge because it's not just one thing in life. There are a lot of things we can't control for now, and we try to be conscious about the things that we can. And, of course, I believe we have an obligation. We are asked by our Creator to take care of the things that we have genuine control over. That which we don't, then, of course, that's appropriate to turn over to the higher power, so to speak, because it's outside of our control. But there are things that I think people will turn over that are really their responsibility. And I think there's an element of, you know what, it's just too much work to do that.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think that it is very astute on Dennis's part to bring this up because, as you said, the cumulative aspect is one part of it. And if there are different little things that we can do to minimize those cumulative effects, and most important thing is to sustain from it, and we should take every opportunity we can to do so.
All right. Well, that's great. The message is getting through. Dennis, thank you. Thank you as well to Mark D. Thanks to Roseanne Lindsay for being on this first hour, which I really needed that kind of emotional balance to deal with what we're dealing with in Las Vegas. So our hearts, prayers go out to all of those affected. And we'll continue to do what we do here. Dr. Batar, we got to go. So tell them what they need to know.
That the power to heal is unequivocally yours.
Yes, it is.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listen to what Jeff says about Andro 400.
This product is so much better than even some of the advertisements. It's changed every aspect of my life. That was a 40 waist, and with the Andro 400, I'm down to a 36. I'm 54 years old, and people have said to me that I look better than I ever have, and I look like I'm in my early 40s. Hands down, I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm telling you, it's the Andro. People immediately notice the burst of energy, my skin, my energy, plus the weight loss, the toning of the body, and the increased strength and endurance that I have in the gym. Where I was and where I am now, night and day. And Andro 400 has made the difference. My customers, my friends, my family, everybody's noticing a difference.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger like Jeff, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.